When I went early in the spring on board a ship to serve the king, I left my dearest love behind, who said her heart for'er was mine. Her love appeared most true to me, and she on board would go with me. She went as far as the buoyeth nor, and then returned back to the shore. Oft times I hugged her in my arms, I thought she had a thousand charms. Our vows we bound with kisses sweet, to marry next time we did meet. A golden chain I did present, she seemed very well content. She sighed and said, "It breaks my heart to think my love and I must part." While I was sailing on the sea, I took all opportunity to send letters unto my dear, but yet from her I ne'er could hear. When we were booming of a town, where cannon balls flew up and down, it was of all those dangers there, my thoughts was still upon my dear. But since we are returned home, my love I went to wait upon, who did in Wapping dwell of late, and now has made me unfortunate. For when I to her father came, and asked for my love by her name, her father churlishly did cry, "Sir, all your love she does defy." Said I, "What mean you, sir, by this? To tell you true, she wedded is to a rich old man for all her life, and you may look for another wife. Cursed on a false love where'er it be, a curse on all such perjury, a curse on those who e'er do make or break a vow for riches' sake. A curse on gold and silver too, a curse upon that miser who has made his daughter change her mind. Oh, women's tongues are like the wind. Adieu, all comfort of my life. Adieu, the pleasures of a wife. Adieu, all false hearts here on shore, for I will ne'er see England more. I'll go where bombs and cannons play, where they ne'er cease both night nor day. I'll range the seas until I die, where waves are tossing mountains high. Since I have lost my heart's delight, I bid unto the world good night. I'd rather be where bullets fly than in a woman's company."
In every street I hear 'em sing, "My love's complained who served the king. I went with him to the buoyeth nor, and could have gone all the world o'er. He says my love appeared true, I do declare it was so too, and let him such the unfortunate. A golden chain I had of him, which I will freely return again. As for my sighing when we did part, 'twas from the bottom of my heart. Then both of us did straight agree, at his return married to be. As for his letters he sent to town, I do declare I ne'er had one. But now I find it, though too late, my love complains of his hard fate. But 'tis my father's fault indeed, he often said that you were dead. Those letters that you sent to me, my father would not let me see, but always said, child, be at rest, for thy sweetheart was slain at Brest. Then he persuaded me to wed to a rich old man that's almost dead. It's true I'm married and am a wife. I wish I'd lived single all my life. I always loved a seaman brave, and once I was in hopes to have him, which I now ne'er expect to see. You maidens all then pity me. While we are young and once in love, it looks like blessings from above. Yet our friends oftentimes will make us break those vows for riches' sake. And as for gold and silver too, I freely curse it as well as you. For if that had not caused this strife, then you and I had been man and wife. Although we both are crossed in love, your resolution I'd have ye move. Since now you see the fault's not mine, think not so hard on womankind. Where one woman is false in love, 100 men they false do prove. Though I lay not this charge to you, nor I hope you don't think me untrue. Return, return, I beg, my dear, for here are 1,000 women here that are more beautiful than I. Therefore ne'er go where bullets fly. 'Twould be the comfort of my life to see you have a happy wife. Though I am crossed, 'twill ease my pain to see you once returned again.